Hello, everybody. I am kind of addressing a concept that was part of a conversation with one of my followers, but I wanted to sit down and put it together, and maybe somebody else can take advantage of the information too. And that's using Twitter as an SMS messenger type of situation. It allows you to broadcast broadly through text messaging to reach many people without necessarily having to pay the text messaging rates or pay a company to allow you to broadcast. It also doesn't have to have everybody signing up for a Twitter account. You can use Twitter and use it as a means to communicate, and the other people on the receiving end of text messages don't even have to know they're using Twitter. It used to be to follow someone, you had to have a Twitter account to be a follower, and that has changed. If you look at the Twitter page, it will sit down and give you the option to follow over a mobile phone. And if you use the American code, and I think it's 4040404 or something similar to that, I'm not in front of a computer right now, you would dial that number as a text and say, follow the Twitter handle. At that point, you'd get a message back from Twitter saying you're following this handle, and standard messaging rates apply. So if that person has unlimited texting, they're good to go. They can receive all the content you want to send for absolutely no additional cost. If they're paying a fee per text, then they're going to get hit. But schools could use this as a matter of communication, either as the entire student body to the parents, or it could be done by teachers to allow communication within a group. I just helped a band director in Medford, Wisconsin set this up so that he can communicate with his parents by this manner. And this way he can go ahead and send a tweet out every day, and he sends out what the kids are working on, where they're going, things about events, because kids don't always get letters home. And so this gives you one more avenue to go ahead and try and reach parents, and I really sincerely believe this is going to be the year of the mobile. So you can go ahead and start and bring mobile communication into it, and I think you're going to find a really receptive audience to allow communication to go that way because it's right to the palm of your hand for its immediacy. So take a look at your Twitter account and look at what is necessarily needed to set it up, and you might be able to broadcast to your students using that, and it go right to their mobile devices. Depending on the age group, this might be a communications tool that could help you out a lot.